של אהבה יפה ומושלם, כי אנחנו דור ההמשך, כי רק ביחד את החושך נגרש, רק יחד.
Hello everyone. We have a lesson, our second lesson today, about the very same topic, which is the prayer. Prayer. What did we say previously? That a prayer is called the work in the heart, or more simply put, the desire in the heart. Do we have the ability to control our prayer, our desire? Yes. Yes, we do. How? By the intention. By the intention, yes or no? No, it's impossible to change the prayer for the good. Meaning, what the heart wants, we can't change. So, how can we change what we have in our hearts anyhow? The desires in the point in the heart. The desires in the point in the heart. Yes. But I want to have in the heart a different desire. How will I do this? Desire to receive. But how will I change the desire in the heart? To pray. To pray. But what it is a prayer? We said, what is a prayer? It is what the heart feels. So how is it possible that by the prayer I will change the desire in the heart? A prayer is when you want to rise to the Creator, to reach Him. This is called a prayer. Okay? By wanting to change, we're asking the Creator to change it. Meaning, through the Creator, I can change the desire in the heart. Or, through the group, through the environment. Meaning that I myself do not control my heart, but only through the environment. If I want to change something, then only through the environment. We've studied free choice. Yes? No? Yes. Okay, so in a person, there's only one free action, and it is? Yes? Choosing the environment. Say the whole sentence. The free choice is in choosing one's environment, because only by the environment can I change myself. Meaning that if I have, to this day, I've drawn for the grown-ups, now I'll draw the same for you. If I have, there's me here, and here around this, around me, I look at the whole world. I roam, circle, what can I do with myself? What? You don't see what I'm drawing. What happened with the curtain? The screen? We have to see it on the screen? Okay. So if I turn to the whole world, whomever I turn to, no matter what I do, I can't change anything. Only if I turn to the group. Here. There's only one short way, group, and through the group, then I come out to the Creator. And all the rest, no matter what I do in our world, it won't give me anything. Won't give me anything. So it turns so out that we can achieve the correct prayer. Only if we turn to the group. And by the group, we can reach the prayer. Now let's see what's written in the prayer book. We said that The prayer book was written by Kabbalists. Mm-hmm. Yes. I've drawn such a picture. And I said, this is me standing in the hall. This is me. I'm circling, I'm turning, I'm opening the books. To mom and dad, this is short for Abba and Ima. School, where else? No, environment group, it's here. This is the environment. Friends, it's also here in the group. The others aren't friends. Friends, it means that I want to connect with them. Family, there is mom and dad. The work, for instance, the place of work where a person works. Games. Okay, let's say games. The smart people. No, these are books, meaning the sages. So whoever I turn to and whatever I do, doesn't matter. Only if I, through the group, I can reach the Creator, then I change my desire. Meaning all of the desires in me, I can't change them at all. The same as different thoughts roam in my mind. They come from above. I can't touch them. I can't control them. Only one thing, we have free choice, like we said. This is free choice. The free choice. The only free choice. Only free choice. This comes through the group. And this is how we come through the group to the correct desires, to correct ourselves, to achieve the Creator, which is called the prayer. Look. Let's see what's written in the Birkot HaShachar, in the blessings. It says, blessed are you who has given us the wisdom to discern between day and night. What is the meaning? What do you think? There in the end. That thank you that he has given the rooster the mind, that he calls out like a rooster, kukuriku, then early in the morning he does it. And in the night he doesn't do it. He knows how to discern between day and night, so I have to bless the Creator for giving the rooster mind, for giving him the... What do you think? Of course, the intention is much deeper. Well, please. Thank you for letting us discerning between day and night. Good. So the intention, it means man. Only man can change. Only man is the purpose of creation. It has to achieve something. Therefore, we don't mean a rooster, but we mean man. Okay? You got it? Good. Now, what is day and what is night? What, that I see that it's night and I see that it's day? Of course, each one sees that it's day and it's night. What will bring you to the Creator is day. What will not bring you to the Creator is night. Can someone add something? So it's correct then. Meaning, thank you for giving me the wisdom. Why am I then called a rooster? A rooster is he who truly discerns between day and night. Therefore, this is how we call this quality in us. If we discern between day and night, then we give a blessing over it. The day and night means day is the light of the Creator, which is bestowal, love. the love of others, the spiritual ascension, and day means our ego, the darkness, where he puts us into the different problems during the night. Now, blessed are you for not making me a slave. What does it mean? What do I bless? Obviously, I'm not in slavery or anything. Then what? The Creator has released us of the ego. Why do we bless? Thank you for the Creator that being a slave, it means being a slave to the ego. So thank you for not making us ego. Otherwise, I could not achieve spirituality. Correct, yes? Now, the question is, who can bless over this? Anyone?
No.
Adam.
Man. Of course, it's man and not a rooster. Yes? To the Creator. Only a person that has truly transcended his ego. Only he who has transcended his ego. He passed his ego. He rose above it. Then he can say, blessed are you, the Creator, that has not made me a slave. Also, it's the same way with respect to the Bina. If I have not reached to discern between day and night now, if I engage in different foolish things and I pursue different things that are not for the light, then I cannot bless that he who gives the mind to discern between day and night, because I'm still not in that state. Then it's a blessing in vain, it's called. Even blessing for not making me a woman. This is what we're asking for, so... Yes? Why do we do it, boys? Because it's hard for a woman in life. And man has it easy. Therefore he says, thank you very much for giving me an easy life. What an egoist, huh? Who thinks differently? Because a man can achieve the Creator and a woman can't. Look how prideful they are. They think that they can do it. Please? Because he was never a woman. Oh, wait, he's saying something? Just because he's a man which was never a woman, so he doesn't want to change. How do you know? Maybe it's good to be a woman. Why do you think it's not good to be a woman? The fact is that the Creator has created woman, and he saw that it's not good for man to be on his own. He needs help, otherwise he can't attain the goal. Without a woman, you cannot achieve the purpose of creation. So he has created a woman. Man on his own is incomplete. If there was not woman, you couldn't have reached the purpose of creation. You also know. If a man and a woman, they reach spirituality, then both of them reach the Creator. True, yes, but why does the man bless separately? A woman in spirituality is the ego, so thank you for not making me an egoist. Okay, and you? You wanted to say the same. Meaning we that talk about man and woman in our world, we're not talking about a man or woman according to species, boy or girl. We're talking about the man or woman within us. The will to bestow within us is called, how is it called? Man. And the will to receive in us is called woman. And also in me, there's both man and woman, and in each and every one of us, both in boys and in girls. So what are we asking? What are we blessing for not making me a woman? Meaning in that very state in which I am now, my desire to receive is greater than my desire to bestow, and then I bless over it. And if I am in a condition where my will to receive is more than the will to bestow, then I bless that he has made me according to his desire, that he has given me now a desire called woman, a deficit, a desire. And I have to transcend it. So to be a man, it's not simply to be born a boy. Is this clear or not? What does it mean to be a man? Well, the girls will tell me. Yes, to be in the quality of bestowal. And the boys, they don't know. And the girls, they do. You want to add something? There's a question, okay? If a woman reaches spirituality, then why in the prayer can't women bless, thank you for not making me a woman, but if they already came out of the ego, women that come out of the ego, they have direct connection with the Creator, and they're in connection with Him like men, and there is no difference. No difference. The difference is only in the external Torah, in all of our customs, but in spirituality, there's no difference, because we're different only in bodies. But in souls, same work, same path. We had prophet women and all our mothers. And they were really on the same degree like men. No difference. I wanted to ask a question about the blessing with a slave. Oh, as she says that, thank you for me not having an ego, but she said that without an ego it's impossible to live. Yes, but when I transcend the ego, let's say we were slaves. When? In Egypt, yes? What's written there? Come on, sing. Okay, so we were slaves. What does it mean, slaves? That we were under the ego. Our Pharaoh is called our ego. We know this already. So we were under the dominion of the Pharaoh. Afterwards, we've left the dominion of the Pharaoh, and what happened? Then we became free. Free, and the very same with the woman and the man and all the rest. Thank you, Creator, that opens the eyes of the blind, meaning that I go to the Creator. God forbid if I have something with my eye. He makes surgery. I open my eyes and I bless. What are we talking about there? There is a new girl there. She wants to answer. Please get up. He takes people to Kabbalah, meaning to see the spiritual world, yes? She said correctly. Nice. Meaning whoever his vision opens up, what, my eyes, if I'll take bigger glasses, I'll see better? No. What? Who's new? Is there anyone else new? Yes, you. So, who is? Well, girls. In order to see the spiritual world, meaning whoever starts seeing the spiritual world, it's called, it means that he sees. To see this world, even beasts and animals see it. Blessed are you, King of the world, who clotheth the naked. This is hard, I think. Who knows? You know. There in the end, yes? You know? Please? Why were you put there behind? I think that it is because man is, so to say, the will to receive, and he constantly wants to control lots of money and all the rest that he wants to receive. and the clothing as if Or Makif that helps him to advance. That's it. What an answer. The clothing is the Or Makif that man clotheth upon the world to receive. You know how to complete it? Let him. I don't think that he'll say something else good. The ego, it means that a naked person and bestowal is as if a person with clothes. So, for this reason, it's said in the prayer for not making the he who clothes the naked, that he brings us the quality of bestowal. I mean, when we give him back the mic to add. A soul needs a clothing like the great Kohen that needs clothing spirituality. So the clothing is like a fruit that needs a shell. Ooh, you add such things. Very nice. Well, who else? Because when there was the story with the serpent and the apple, because man was an egoist, he saw that the serpent was going to eat. What movie was it? I didn't see. Adam and Eve. And because he's an ego, he didn't want to give the serpent to enjoy himself. And this is how the Creator punished him. Wait. He has punished him by giving him clothes. Help him, come on. No, for him to be ashamed of his ego. Yes, correct. Now you said correctly. Two words and everything is clear. Very good. Is there someone in the end who wants to add something? I think it seems to him that he knows. He who clothes the naked, it means that to be naked. He's still young. What do you want? You're laughing, then he's shy. It's forbidden to do that. Where is the love of friends here? Now, after a lesson, you have to teach them what it means. Both you and he. Very good. So, we understood this. Look what a meaning there is inside the blessings. But if we'll go to the different prayers, Kriyat Shema, Shmona Esra, there you know, a whole world opens up. Without a person that knows that we're talking about the soul and the corrections of the soul, he doesn't understand what's happening there. Blessed are you, he who sets the prisoners free. So if I was not in prison, then I can't say this blessing. Yes or no? I am a good boy. I wake up in the morning. I give the blessings. So you should distance yourself from lies. So how can I bless him if I didn't go to prison yet? You know, please. She didn't speak yet today. The same as when you sum it things, so in order not to say it, we say it so it won't happen in the future. Ooh, today you're speaking on the corporeal level, where I bless, only don't put me into prison. What are we talking about here? Yes, you in the end there. Why was she, did you sit her at the end? I don't know, we have to bring her a bit closer. Yes, as if in his ego, he as if is still in the egoistic prison of himself, and he needs for someone to take him out of his ego. So he needs the power from the Creator, that this is actually he who lets free. And if the Creator gives him this power, he blesses him by bringing him out of the ego, out of this prison. You want to add something? So you'll teach us not to do this twice. What does it mean, twice? Let's say someone has stolen. He was put into prison for 2 years. After 2 years, he went free. In these 2 years, most chances that this will teach him not to steal. There are those that do continue. So how does it have to do with the blessing? That we will not continue, so he blesses. Blessed are you, the Creator, he who sets everyone free. I have the ability to once again steal. So give him, please. That he won't get an ego, to get rid of the ego. Okay, come on, say. If we will connect together, we'll come out of our egoistic prison cell. Now an even harder blessing. Blessed are you, he who raises the bent. You know? Who else? If someone did not take the correct path, then he straightens them to the correct path. Whoever wanted to go in the correct path, the Creator straightens him. Good. But how? By what? Please, microphone. When we as if are under the dominion of the ego, we ask of the Creator to actually stand high for the ego not to influence us. Good. You know what it means, straightness in spirituality, a straight pratsuf? You never heard of it. If I am in such a state where above I have my Rosh, you see this? Here it's Rosh, here it's Guf, this is how man is built. Above Rosh, and below hands, and body, and legs. So if my Rosh is above, where my Rosh determines everything in my life, my head, and I'm going straight to the purpose of creation, it means that I stand tall. Therefore, it says, he who makes people stand tall. And it's like a person that's constantly going bent over, looking for something. And if the Creator straightens him out, he gives him the good, correct direction where his Rosh, his thoughts, are always above the body. Then he's called straight, straight person, straight man. There are questions from overseas, okay? We have questions from Moscow and also from the Ukraine, and they're kind of similar, so I'll read both. The first question coming from Ilya, 10 years old, from Moscow, and he's asking, how many times is it okay to pray a day? How many times a day is it okay to pray? And also Rina from the Ukraine, and she's asking, why do we have to pray each day? What's written about the prayer? Yes? That we have to constantly pray. Constantly. Best to pray constantly. Why all the time? Well, add, come on. Kids? Is there someone else? Come on, say. All the time in connection with the Creator. To constantly be in connection with the Creator, it means to constantly pray. So we're not praying in the morning or in the afternoon or in the evening or wherever I feel like. But it says, I wish he would pray every day. Yes? Okay. So that I will constantly have what to talk to the Creator about, for my heart to be connected to him. Is it okay? Let's continue. Here it's really these blessings, they're very hard. Blessed are you, on the water. I think that it should be the opposite, or? Come on, say. For instance, I go into the ocean. First of all, there's water, and afterwards, there's the bottom. So the water on the ground, not the ground on the water, what is it, the opposite? How is it possible? How can such a thing be? Am I right or not? Well, come on, say. When we're in this ocean of hatred and ego, and we have to compare with nature, because nature is perfect. Nature is as if with the Creator, and we need to be like Him, and also to be perfect, and to reach the Creator. So we have to rise above the ocean of hatred and reach nature, reach the shore. Who thinks a bit differently, or more or less the same, yes? I'm not really sure, but it seems to me that the ground is on the corporeal area, and the Creator wants us to rise to the next world, the high world, the next world, which is the ocean, then we have to rise to it. But it says the opposite. Well, come on, think. It's okay that you do not know. It's fine to say foolish things. If I don't know, then I don't. But this is what it seems to me like. So it's fine that the whole world is kept on the water. What is water? Water is spirituality, where the whole world is held on spirituality. And land? Land is our people, not only people. But what word does it come from? Desire. Good. Okay, desire from the word Eretz, from the word desire. So what do I have to do? For my desire to be above, on the water, for the water to be the foundation, and only to the extent to which I will have the desire to bestow, which is water, I could use the desire. Why are you looking at me that way? It's really true, I'm not lying. Okay, it's hard. You see that it's not easy? Blessed are you, the Creator, that has prepared Mitzidei Gavel, so said. And the woman doesn't need it, or children. What does he say here? Only a man. What, a man, he teaches him. It's like we're going to a baby and we teach him how to walk this way. The Creator does the same only with men, not with women, not with children. Boys, don't we know how to make a few steps? Oh, letter. She's really exploding. For instance, the male, then the man brings the bestowal to the family, and then everyone is already on a spiritual degree. Nice, please. Previously you said that there is a man in each and every one, and also a woman, and the man is the desire to bestow, so the Creator has actually prepared. He already knows what's going to happen. And the steps, and how, what will be with the people of Israel? How will they rise? When will they fall? He knows everything in advance. So why do we bless him if we know in advance, if he knows in advance? No, the blessing is that he who has prepared, meaning that the Creator prepares these steps, not that the man knows. He blesses for the Creator for arranging him this whole process he's going through. Who is called a man? Is it a boy, a girl, or a great man? Doesn't matter who. It is he who discovers that he is taking the path of truth, and the Creator has prepared this way from him, And he prepares each and every step for him. Then he's called a man, and then he blesses for the Creator preparing him these steps of man. Meaning that it's really a blessing over that I have reached the understanding, that I am advancing with the Creator's help by the preparation from above. Whoever discovers that is called man. Man is not that he knows that he can do it on his own, not like you. Man is someone that thinks that the Creator really leads him. To reach this, it means man. Okay. Blessed are you, the Creator, that has made me, that has given me everything. What does it mean, everything? How could this be? No one lacks here anything. I'll ask your mother. That the Creator has made my needs. Okay, so she's saying the opposite. Blessed are you that made for me all I need. Yes? That made all that I need. Meaning all that I need. There are many things that I want. So how can I say such a lie that you did everything for me and that I lack nothing? Yes? He has done all of this in order for me to reach the Creator. Okay, it's possible to say so, yes. Who else there at the end? All that I want, it has to be only in spirituality to achieve the Creator. And he made it so for me to want it and has given me all that I need for this. That's a very nice sentence. Meaning, in truth, man is not lacking anything. If he wants to reach spirituality, he will not feel that he is missing anything in life. If his head is above, if his head is aimed at the goal, nothing will happen to him in life, nothing, and he will never be lacking anything. Because what does he need for life then? This measure that he needs now for life, how is it called? Necessity. So he doesn't need any more than that, but to achieve the goal. Therefore, he says that when he is in this state, he is in the quality of bestowal, or he's called Chafetz Chesed. He wants nothing. Only Chafetz Otze and Chesed Netina, giving. And that it is also called Tzadik, righteous. Because he has only one desire for bestowal. And then he says that has done everything for me. I don't need anything else. You heard about this one righteous that lived in the forest. No. So it said that one man lived in the forest in some country, and the king in that very same country, his daughter became ill and no doctor can cure. And then it was said, I remember this. It was said that it's possible to heal her only if she will go with this shirt of the righteous. So they looked for some righteous, and they said, there is no righteous, but there is someone in the forest who lives someplace, and they come up to him, and they say, are you righteous? He says, I don't know. You want something? No. You have everything? Yes. Then you're probably righteous. Give us the shirt. He says, I don't have a shirt. Meaning, he doesn't even need a shirt. to this extent, he is in Chafetz Chesed. Meaning it's such a story. Of course, it's like... some kind of a blessing, but a person that is yearning for the Creator feels that he lacks nothing. So therefore we bless. Look who can give this blessing from the bottom of the heart. In whose heart does this prayer come together? That I have needed everything. Only he who came to the state of the righteous. Who from the boys? You already. What, questions? I thought that you were righteous. This is the reason for which you're raising your hand. Me? Why do we have to pray to the Creator? Why do we have to pray? It's not why do we have to pray. We've learned that we do not pray to the Creator. That the very same desire that I have for Him, it's called a prayer. And if I simply say it with my mouth, it's not called a prayer. This is how we pray. But a real prayer is the work in the heart. And it's all that the heart feels. We've already finished. We ended the lesson. 2 more minutes. That's it. I haven't heard many children today. Yes? You said that the prayer is the work in the heart. So why do we say all the words in the prayer book? Why do we read the whole prayer book in order to know what we're missing, what we're lacking, what condition, what state do we have to reach? Therefore, we're reading the prayer book. Otherwise, I couldn't reach it. I don't know what it is. I have to reach a state where I lack nothing, to only think of the Creator. I have to stand tall, my head up, thinking only of the desire to the Creator, for my desire called land, it will always be on water, to know what is day, what is night, for me to be as a rooster that discerns between day and night. If I will not read, I will not know what do I have to reach. Therefore, we also have to read what is written in the prayer book. But along with it, to think, what is he talking about? What conditions? What am I demanded to do? And then, if I'll think about it more and more, each time I read, then as a result, I'll have a desire. And then, as a result of the desire, where I want to be a man. Who does not want to be a man? And the girls, they want to be a man. Why not? Like it says here, you want to be a child. So if I would have not read it, I wouldn't have known what do I have to reach. Therefore, we have to read all the books and only to look for what are they talking about. Is there any other work besides the prayer? No. Because if everything comes from the Creator, the light that comes from Him, He builds the Kelim, He builds us, then all of the work is to Him eventually. After all the different work here that I do with the group, with the study, the dissemination, everything, eventually in order to ask from Him to change me. Yes? And what does it mean, studying Kabbalah? It's in the preparation in order to turn to the Creator. It's in order to come to a prayer. Yes? The prayer that we pray at school, is it a good prayer? It's called an prayer that you must pray, but along with it you have to ask why. What is written there? Why? Like you ask yourself, like we just talked about it. We'll continue with the prayer book. We'll see more and more verses, a bit of singing, then Kriyat Shema, the 18, 18. You'll see what the Kabbalists tell us. How should our work in the heart be? How should our heart be aimed to the Creator in order to reach the good state? Okay? We have a song. What subject? We'll choose it for the next time. You'll yell, I'll hear. Without hands. To continue with the prayer. Who else? What? the real world. Dissemination, prayer, the last generation, Congress. Next lesson we're talking about the last generation and the Congress. These are things that are tied, interconnected. You are preparing yourselves for the subject. I'll ask each and every one of you these questions, okay? So that's it. And she stopped asking there. And there, the guys at the end. It's not school that you hide. Everyone should ask. Also, our friends overseas. So next time, we're talking about the last generation. And our preparation in the Congress, many children will come, and together we make the state of Kabbalah. And for the time being, a song, Shipatach.
Thank you. וגם יש לנו שני חידושים.
אנחנו הולכים לבנות לנו כאן עולם של אהבה יפה ומושלם, כי אנחנו דור ההמשך, כי רק ביחד את החושך נגרש, רק יחד.